Mishabura, Simon Rishta Zion, Yeran Sivva, Rabbi Mishabura Sukkot and Lama Beis, and the Hariach Boy. So because we have this machlok is in the case where you make the liquid with the shemen or the liquid with the smell, and then you filter out the actual particles itself, you just leave the smell. Some say the bracha is b'rei shemen arev, and some say there's no bracha at all, because reach shein lo ikur, and therefore it's a suffix, you should preferably not get involved in smelling it in order to not to be yourself into a situation of a suffix bracha or l'chatchila. If you don't actively smell it, you have no chiyav bracha. By actively smelling it, you have a suffix with your chiyav bracha. That's not right to do. Now, behind the kashem le'ala b'yisim zed, this is all talking about you only have this. So we'll make that even by the shemen afarsim with the brachas berei shemen arev. If b'diavad you said atzei b'samim or isvei b'samim, there are some opinions that you should say. You have other b'samim over here, so I'm allowed to smell this, relying on the bracha atzei b'samim. A, it could be there's no bracha over here, and if there is a bracha, I made it atzei b'samim or isvei b'samim, which would be the evidence, according to some sheikhs, work for this item. So not mukhiyav, not to smell, in that, under these circumstances. Vayinach renim demaski, demish ein roitza lahakmal atzay.
Atzay or isfay, atzay or mine?
Atzay or mine, you're right. Atzay mine, you're fine. Demish ein roitza lahakmal atzay, mutala lachachila hariach lavorach berei mine besamim. If a person doesn't want to be machmer, so that is, he's allowed to be mekel and smell it. And if he's going to be mekel and smell it, he's going to make the bracha of berei b'nei b'samim. That you're to be able with the bracha berei b'nei b'samim. It works for b'reishem and orev as well. Under the suffix, the best thing that we do is to make such a bracha.
Would be the best thing to do.
If you're going to make a bracha ready, the preferable bracha would be in this situation would be
Borei,
because
Borei what?
Borei mine b'sam.
Okay.
And the Sharatiyah makes a cheshbon of the different sheetahs over here. Now, Tzarchli Zor B'Shem and Kippurim Lodchim mine spirits marichim lahariach by v'enam v'orchim klau. So they take certain types of like smelling salts to take a smell, don't make a bracha at all. So if it's a nice smell, you shouldn't be making a bracha. They were doing it now for the purpose of making a bracha. They're doing it because they want to like revive themselves a little bit. So but meanwhile, they've been making a bracha. So that's improper. Number two, you know, one is something wrong on Yom Kippur, right? Number two, we are saying is that sheshev kamal beged pishtan shiriach boy. There's also the melidim reyach bebagid. So there's a din in the Hillel's Yomtiv that you cannot add a smell to a bagid. It gives a few examples of how you would do that. You would take, let's say, an esterig or something like that, nice smell. You rub it on the bagid, adding a smell to the bagid. You would have coals which are with incense on them, and you hang a bagid above it so it should catch the smell. So you know how to do that. You're adding like a new, whole new dimension to the bagot,
and that,
so that you're adding a whole new dimension. So that's B'danachos Yom Tov. The mice, it applies to Shabbos and Yom Kippur as well. So these people are going to go on Yom Kippur. They were pouring some type of a liquid onto the bagot to give it a smell. So that's also to do. Resident spirits should come in shalak vaser. And the bracha is on klal, b'shena maria klal. It doesn't have a good, it has a smell, but not a good smell. So you don't make a bracha on that. Okay. Siv zayin. Simlok v'chilpa d'yamu. We'll see what those are in a second. Mavorach v'ratzei b'sumi. So what are these things? Simlok yesh mavorachim is rosemary, which I think it's rosemary. Okay. V'yesh mavorachim is yasmin. Some say it's jasmine. It was a type of thing which grows with three rows of leaves. Each one has three leaves in it. It's three rows of leaves, each one above, and each one has three leaves in it, which...
Sounds like a
dasim. Yeah, but it wasn't a dasim, it was something else. Because we know a name for a dasim.
Right.
The yama, who shibolus ner, jakaran ishbik. And that's translated as shibolus ner. Shibur will give us a Yiddish word for it, and I will be no more of the smarter afterwards. Okay. Zamagim will seem like a couple of the yama.
No more of the smarter.
Avagab the kelach shalem ainur kosher kashalates, even though it's not mamish hard like wood. Filahachi kiman the moitzi olav meitzoy kashari lonas, it grows out of the even though it's not as a hard type of a plant, but the plant stays from year to year, and it grows out of the plant. The new leaves grow out of the plant. It's supposed to grow from the ground directly, so therefore it's considered eitz. We call eitzu mavarach berei atzibusamim. Rosemary. So some say that this simlik is rosemary. Here, grow chalik v'chich the dasi yesh beforshim who tell me ben yerna chifah the yama who rosemary. So the other know that chifah the yama is rosemary and simlik is jasmine. Who shibol a snare? Who mashar karn be yemenu spigener? Which spigener, I have no idea what this is. Malarech tov, that's a nice smell. Palabatim loygen beizam kermes litan zelamayim b'shakanam notlam yudeyim l'duchan k'dei shiyo yadetzer reach tov. Some places they have a custom, they would add it into the water. So that the water which they use to wash the curtain's hands, they have a nice smell to it. And they think that's like a nice idea. That was the covet of the duchaning, they're going to add a nice smell to it. And our rabbi, we suggest not to do that. The There's a problem in water, which is also a problem. So it's not going to be an eitzah either. The same way there are some which apparently minigut by the yekas is to do this, is to add this. There's some yekas is to do that. And they have different limud eskus to be masber, how that's supposed to, why that's going to be mutter. Okay.
Looking at number 30 in the passage, it looks like there's also possibly the issue of the hands, but the chakam's fee is not.
It's talking about where they only duch and
only the reich in the hands.
In general, we don't hold the problem of reich on the boser odom because it is not miskayim. That's why we put the odor into those type of things. Okay. Tomer on yamtiv. Yes, it's correct.
It's talking about where they only duch and on yamtiv.
Well, I don't know if it's only duchen on yomtiv. The problem is only on yomtiv, or on Shabbos. If they duchen every day, so the problem will be on yomtiv. If they do it every day, it's fine. But it's not on Shabbos or yomtiv. Yeah. Chesigli v'hu vielish barei isve b'samim. So I would love to say what these things are. I don't know what they are. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's hein min dudoyim and he's kibur mikra. Says the type of dudoyim. I don't know, it sounds like violet, but okay. Nargis, who chavatzelis, tes. So that's chavatzelis, which may be incorrectly translated as lilies. Yesharim shahu liru, im godol beginim of work bere atse besamim, im godol besodim of work bere isse besamim. So this is interesting then. Depending on how it goes, how it grows. So the Mishnah Berurah, why is that? Lamed zayin godol beginim. The ones which grow cultivated, the brachas atzei b'samim. The ones which grow wild, the brachas isvei b'samim. Shem the gadol begin on nevad umashkim. So the one which grows in when it's cultivated, so you fertilize it, you take care of it, you water it. Even though over the winter the eitz dries up. But since you're taking care of it, you're cultivating it, it doesn't dry up to the point that it can't grow out from it again the following year. But in the case where it grows wild, it just dries out. So the new year, the plant grows anew from the ground. whatever is there, like sort of like rots out, whatever it is, it just totally dries out, and it grows anew from the ground, so that the bracha is Yisrei B'Samen. Okay, let's do one more sif. Hoyer l'fon of Atzei B'Samen, V'Yisrei B'Samen, Aminei B'Samen. So you have three options in front of you. Atzei B'Samen, Yisrei B'Samen, Aminei B'Samen. We don't say make a minute of someone for everything. Each one gets its own bracha. The Atzei B'Samen get their bracha. Yisrei B'Samen get their bracha. Aminei B'Samen get their bracha. Now, the Zatrimwa, Vimbirach Akulam, Aminei B'Samen, Yatzev, he made a minute of someone with intent to be Mutzi all of them, but he never be Yatzev. Yisrael Haktim, Shal Eitz, the Shal Eitz, Yisrei B'Samen. But regards to the lachas of Kadima, is any halachas of Kadima that we say, well, you should make a bracha of the eighth before the Issei, or something of that sort. So Ayin Le'el was Simon Reishit Aleph. And that's going to apply over here as well, that we have a machloek, because it could be Chaviv, since it's two different items, you're making both brachas anyway. The whole of Maila is one over the other, is when I'm making one, I'm using one item for the bracha, so that this should be the one which, this should be the one that I prefer. If I'm making two brachas anyway, there's no real difference which one I say first. Or no, even in that scenario, there's a lach of chaviv. So we had machlokas over there. He says we're going to have the same machlokas over here as well. So if a person has, the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out, if they're equally chaviv to you, you should say the Atzei B'Samen first. If you happen to like the Atzei B'Samen more, you should actually say the Atzei B'Samen first because it's chaviv.
What about shalkol by food or yenedim by
Reah? So
that's your chavit.
You mean your smell is more chavit than your food?
No. I'm talking about the order within food or smell. I understand food precedes smell, or depends if we talk about that.
Right, we did, yeah.
But no, I'm talking about within either one, in terms of this machlok, so you can be making a bracha.
Right, you don't give the mile of chavit to shahakol.
Okay, that would make sense.
Okay. Mishabura Lamaches. Hari Lafan, Pirsha Ritzel Rechbehem. He has all these things and he wants to smell all of them. So he has to make him seven brachas at each type. Baruch Kolecha, Lamaches. Ritzel Rechbehem, Ein Lalifter is out of Baruch Kolelas Achas, Tahano Baruch Minib Summon. Don't use Minib Summon to be Motzi everything. Achachila Tarach Baruch Kolecha Bifni Atzim. You make an Atzim one thing, Issev Summon another thing, and Minib Summon is on the third. You remember Tchila Al Tzib Summon, Vissev Summon. We did say before that Atzei and Issei go before Minei B'Samim. Yivarach al Sharmin and B'Borei Minei B'Samim. K'moshel L'Kamayim L'Ol Le'el Sim Reshid Alef Sim Gimel Yim Berachas Aperis, that the Bracha Kolelos of Minei B'Samim goes last. The same way the Bracha of Shachal goes last. Now, Nisar V'Kamayim Minim Yachar L'Shem B'Gud Achas, they're combined together. V'Yavshel L'Riach B'Kol Min B'Fnei Hat. So you cannot, in that situation, make separate Brachas. You cannot smell each one distinctively. Then, Mavarach al B'Borei Minei B'Samim. He says, no, it would be preferable if you could take out something from this binding which is holding it together and have an Atzei B'Samen distinct and separate, and this Atzei B'Samen distinct and separate, you should do that. Okay. But if you were Mavarach a Minei B'Samen B'Diyavad Yibi Yotze, can I also say Beis? You actually held it and made the b'samim. So clearly, you want to do that. So you're holding the minute b'samim in your hands, making the minute b'samim. So in a stam, we don't say you have in mind the other ones, but if you will intentionally have in mind the other ones as well, you would be here to be yavet. Yatza Hainu Kishakim and Behed Lohitzi Kol Aminim, like Mishabur says Lamates, and you have that intent, active intent for that purpose. You love Hachi Loi, Kamalinian Birchas of Paris, like I said before, by Paris, if I have a fruit and I have a shahakol, and I make a shahakol, I don't mean to be much of the fruit. If I had explicit das, I shouldn't have, but if I did, it would be Yatze. Doesn't usually affect. even though we have that Berei Pri Adama covers the Berei Pri Eitz, Issei B'Samah does not cover Atzei B'Samah. So one more Mishnah Berurah, and we'll finish. Mem, I'm Leil Simri Shadal. Read to learn, the Shem Issa Pluk to Kain Zeb Basif Gimot, Linyan Berei Pri Eitz, Pri Adama, Im Tzorak Lahakten Pri Eitz, Bachinam Ben Yinah, we had a Mechoikas, which one has to go first. One opinion says that there's no difference, and one said that it would go first. And we came out over there like this. What you normally prefer, you should say first. If they're equal in chabibis, then nochon yosel haktim priyotz. Priyotz goes first. Within hakom, chabibim and etzel shneim b'shavu. Nochon yosel haktim atzei b'samim. If they're equal, you should say atzei b'samim first. Shebircha mufureres uporetus b'yoser. Achakach your vorech isay b'samim. Now it's a chiddush over there because over there the berei pri adoma covers all of eitzes b'di'evad and also other things. Berei pri eitz is only those things, so it's clearly a bracha promise. But over here we're saying that isay b'samim and atzei b'samim are two different things. So why am I assuming that the bracha of atzei b'samim is more pratis and mavoreris than the bracha of isay b'samim? Apparently there are more asabim out there than there are trees out there. So, but are there more ones that have smells? I have no idea, but that's what we seem to be assuming. That's what the Chachamim seem to be assuming. Okay.